Hi, I'm Anne Musico, and I do want to welcome you back to this week's episode of the 3D Living Podcast. I'm sorry it's been a few weeks since the last one, but summertime can get pretty hectic in my house. Last time I talked about why sugar, especially in excess, as well as artificial sweeteners, are really not good for you. There are a lot of choices, but as I promised at the end of the last podcast, here are some of my favorite healthier sweetener alternatives. Let's begin with stevia. The leaves of this South American plant are used to sweeten beverages, and they are about 30 times sweeter than sugar. The components of the plant that provide the sweet taste are called glycosides. Your body doesn't metabolize them. They have no calories or carbs, and they're non-glycemic. That means stevia does not affect blood sugar levels, so it's safe for people with diabetes. It comes in powdered or liquid form. I put a few drops in my morning tea and even in my green drink. One brand, and I've given you a link for it, makes a flavored liquid stevia that you can use in so many ways. The flavors are incredible: root beer, English toffee, cinnamon, hazelnut. You can flavor and sweeten your coffee, tea, water, yogurt. Use your imagination, whatever you like, and it's healthy. Next, I want to talk about raw, unheated, untreated organic honey. I use a tablespoon in one of my cups of tea each day. Honey is a rich source of antioxidants, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, and antimicrobial compounds that are very beneficial for healing, both internally and topically. Compared to other substances used as sweeteners, honey is much better tolerated by your body, leading to better blood sugar control and sensitivity to insulin. Of course, it must be the raw, unheated, untreated honey and also must be used in moderation. This is actually a superior functional whole food. Next, there's raw, unprocessed, dehydrated cane sugar. It's sometimes called rapadura. Although it's brown in color, it's not the same as brown sugar that you see in the store, which is just processed white sugar with some molasses added. This is rich in minerals, particularly silica and iron, and it has a great flavor. Again, moderation is critical as rapadura is still a concentrated sweetener, even though it's natural. Turbinado sugar is made from the juice of the sugarcane plant, and it retains nutrients and trace minerals, including magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and chromium. It contains roughly 11 calories per teaspoon, and because of its mineral content, it has a relatively low glycemic index, and it's actually alkalizing. Next is xylitol. This is a natural sugar alcohol. It looks just like sugar and it's just as sweet. However, it has a very low glycemic index of 7, so it does not spike glucose levels. It also has a very unique quality in that bacteria are unable to ferment xylitol as they do with table sugar. And it's been found to be especially helpful in preventing tooth decay and reducing periodontal disease by preventing the bacteria from sticking to your gums and the skin surfaces in your mouth. There have been other studies showing that it's helpful in asthma and also increases bone density. It can be used one for one in place of sugar, but just be aware that eating too much can result in diarrhea. Next is coconut or palm sugar, and that's a new favorite of mine. This sweetener is fast becoming extremely popular. Pure coconut palm sugar is a natural product made from the nectar of the coconut palm tree. It works in smoothies, baking, and hot beverages beautifully. It has a naturally low glycemic index, and it's very low in fructose. In fact, the glycemic index of coconut palm sugar is about 35, which is pretty low for a sweetener. It's been shown to have a minimal impact on blood sugar, perhaps because of its high mineral content. It's not calorie-free, though. It has about the same number of calories as table sugar, but it is a much healthier option. Maple syrup, the real stuff, is concentrated from the sap of sugar maple trees. True pure maple syrup is expensive because it takes 30 to 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. It's rich in trace minerals, manganese and zinc, and brought up from below ground by the tree's deep roots. Unfortunately, formaldehyde is used in the production of many commercial maple syrups, so check your sources carefully. Also check to be sure that corn syrup has not been added. And it's best to get the less refined grade B for richer flavor. Again, use in moderation, but this is a healthier option. The last one I want to talk to you about is Lakanto. This is my hands-down favorite for baking, and it's delicious in a cup of tea as well. This is a combination of an extract of Lo Han Guo, which is a Chinese medicinal plant, and fermented erythritol, a sugar alcohol. Lakanto has a zero glycemic index, so it's perfectly safe and recommended for diabetics. It has a one-to-one conversion rate to sugar, so it makes it an easy and ideal substitute for sugar in your baking. Lakanto also contains 4 zero net carbs per serving. That just means that these carbs are non-glycemic and they are not converted to calories by your body. So Lakanto will not conflict with a low-carb diet. I hope this information will be helpful to you and your family. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. And until the next episode, I wish you a most blessed and healthy week.